ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For the nearly 3 million Australians with higher education scheme or HECS debts hanging over their heads, the latest quarterly inflation figures are pretty difficult. HECS debts are calculated and indexed each year in line with inflation. And this year, it's been calculated to rise by 4.7% based on the March CPI figures. It's better news than last year when HECS debt soared 7.1% on the back of rampant inflation. But it's still a really hefty burden for students already struggling with rising costs. Andrew Norton is the Professor in Higher Education Policy at the Australian National University in University in Canberra and joins us this morning. Andrew, welcome.
Good morning.
Is the 4.7% increase justified in the current economic climate?
Look, I think it's an issue of whether this is a fair burden on students overall. So often, because we've had this period of low inflation, people took out these loans in the expectation that indexation would never be high. And over the last few years, they've seen that expectation broken. And this has obviously become a big issue with 3 million help debtors out there.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said the government will examine recommendations of the Australian Universities Accord. And just, you know, reminding people that that accord called for indexation not to be tied to inflation alone, but to the lowering of CPI or the lower CPI or wage price index. Is there a fair way to calculate it? What do you think should happen?
Look, I think the problem with the wage price index idea, so that's a measure of how much wages in the same job are going up each year. The problem with that measure is that usually it's higher than CPI. So over the last 25 years, it would have only been lower than CPI four times for indexation, which included 22 and 23, so it would have saved money in those years. But I think it's an unreliable protection for students. And so I'm recommending a maximum 4%, so CPI or 4%, whichever is lower.
Okay. And just to explain why you think that's a fairer kind of calculation.
So it's just designed to give people certainty. So when you take out a student loan, you will know in thinking about your future finances that indexation will never be more than 4%, usually be lower. And that just gives you confidence for planning into the future. Like, we've had another big issue arise the last 2 years, which is APRA, the financial regulator, has told banks to take into account the total student debt when they're assessing mortgages, whereas they used to just take into account the annual repayments. And that has meant that people are getting either rejected for mortgages or being able to borrow less than they hoped for. So high indexation can, you know, reduce your capacity to borrow for a home loan.
I've spoken to young people, so this is an anecdotal thing I want to put to you, but I've spoken to young people who've told me that they're reluctant to perhaps do further education, do another degree because of the HECS debt they'll be lumped with. Is this skewing the decisions young people are making?
Look, it may skew them in sort of sensible ways, because I think the one benefit of this period of high indexation, it's really highlighted that many people have taken on quite large debts. So about 13% of that 3 million people owe 50 grand or more. And I think sometimes they've just taken on a postgraduate degree without thinking through the long-term financial implications of doing so. So in some ways, I think it's better if people really think about, you know, what are the costs of this course relative to the benefits I think I'll get from it.
Okay, but isn't there a, just going to be provocative and push you a little on that, isn't there a benefit to society to have a sort of highly educated workforce?
Well, there is, but a question is, you know, if you've already got a degree, can that get you into, you know, the right job? Look, just anecdotally, I just keep hearing from people who said, look, you know, I wouldn't have done that course, it was too expensive, etc. This is particularly for postgraduate courses, many of which are full fee, not the subsidised undergraduate courses. And so in the old days, when you did a postgraduate course, it was often someone already into their career, hoping to go the next step, already in a reasonable financial position. And now it's often people going straight from their undergraduate to a postgraduate degree, never having repaid any of their original help loans. And that, I think, is how people are getting into financial problems.
The average student HECS debt in Australia is currently $26,494, which means that once the 4.7% indexation is applied, the average debt will automatically increase by $1,245. Should the timing of the indexation be reviewed or even applied at intervals, perhaps?
I think at intervals is impractical because the nature of our system is it entirely depends on your income for the year. and we don't actually know the final income until after tax returns go in. The problem we've got at the moment is that people have been repaying through the PAYG system, through their taxes, up until 1st of June indexation, but that amount is not actually deducted until the following year because the ATO doesn't know what the exact amount is. And so there's a suggestion to make it later in the year, say 1st of December, so that way we could deduct, you know, all the money people have repaid during 2023-24 before indexation is applied.
The Australian Tax Office has reported there is more than $74 billion in outstanding loan repayments. So for those with a debt who will never hit the minimum income threshold for repayments, is one option for the government to write off that lifetime debt for lower income earners?
They could, not under the current legislation, it's only written off on death. I think the difficulty is sort of knowing when to write it off. So other countries do it after 30 or 40 years. But at that point, you could argue that the debtor knows they're never going to repay anyway, and it's just a technical debt sitting on the books, and therefore they don't really need to worry about it.
And so should we be thinking, like, beyond the 30 years, but actually of writing off debts immediately?
Look, I don't think so, because there's often a chance that someone will repay. And the trouble with all these things is they cost the government money. Like, that's why they can't remove indexation, because this is an important source of revenue for them. And therefore, you've got to balance all these competing considerations. Like, that Universities Accord report that you mentioned, you know, recommends a big expansion in the higher education system. That's going to cost a lot of money. And I don't think, you know, subsidising the HELP loan system instead is the right priority.
The federal government's Universities Accord that we've been talking about handed down its final report in February. Recommendations include overhauling student debts to make education more affordable and to encourage more students to get university degrees. Won't those indexation rises we've already seen and the current user pays high cost system disincentivise students from enrolling in higher education? I mean, the government's whole project is getting more people to get degrees, just, you know, primary degrees. Is the system kind of stacked against them?
Probably not for people who do think they're going to benefit from higher education. Like, people have been making these arguments all through since, you know, HECS was introduced back in 1989. Mm. And the reality is the share of school leavers going to university now is double what it was back then. So essentially the demand has still been reasonably strong. And what the student contributions have done is enabled the government to finance a much bigger system than probably would have been the case if we'd stayed with a free one.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has hinted at potential changes in the upcoming federal budget that might address this. I mean, are you expecting that in May we will see a significant overhaul?
I think we'll definitely see an overhaul to indexation and probably the timing of repayment. It's just a question of whether they'll do other things. And the other things might include a different way of repaying. So, for example, at the current system, once you reach one of the thresholds, you pay a percentage of your entire income, which basically means you can go backward in terms of your disposable income, despite having a pay rise, for example. So they might change it to a marginal system, more like the tax system. And they may try to reduce some of the student contributions. So at the moment, doing an arts degree costs about $16,000 a year. So a lot of those people will struggle to repay those loans, and it'd be sensible to bring those prices back down again.
Look, we know higher education is a major income stream for the government, but some universities are struggling with shrinking enrolments and reduced funding, poor graduate employability outcomes. Do you think the value proposition of universities needs a radical rethink?
Look, I think what's happened is that most people still do benefit from higher education in terms of their lifetime income, but the risk of not doing so has probably gone up. It was particularly bad during the 2010s. It's improved since, but still, say, compared to someone 30 or 40 years ago, it's more risky. And so part of what we need to do here, which the government is already doing, is sort of trying to manage that risk more effectively. And often that means if people are not succeeding at university while they're studying, to try and get them out of the system, stop paying accruing debts before they, you know, dig a hole for themselves or be hard to get out of.
Andrew, always great to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget.
Andrew Norton is a professor in higher education policy at the Australian National University in Canberra.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.